This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday, and that's where we have found ourselves. Tuesday, the 23rd of January. Wow, pretty soon this month is going to be over. Then we'll be into another exciting month, and we can count down to the end of that month. Hi, this is the DJV Show, another hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. Notice they all end, those names end with an N, and Stefan does too. We have so much in common, ladies, and a great
Dandy. Let's all be related, yeah.
Yeah, that could be it. All right, so let's find out what's going on from the trending department. Victoria, what has thouest found?
Well, the biggest story right now, of course, is the Alaska earthquake. An 8.2 earthquake struck off the coast of Alaska last night in shallow depths of water. So now the real, I guess, threat is the tsunami warning that has been issued for the whole, all of Alaska, and it has now extended into parts of Canada's British Columbia, and the U.S. West Coast is even on watch for tsunami. So, Jen, are you prepared?
Wait a minute. Am I going to be swimming? Am I going to be swimming here later? I'm a lot closer to the coast than she is. I can.
Yeah, get your mask on, Dougie. Come on. Right. Your flippers.
How much water are we talking about, Victoria? How high are the waves? What has the coast of Alaska seen?
From everything I've seen right now, it just looks like it's a warning. So there's probably some swell, but I don't think anything, Kara, unless you've seen something differently, it just looks like there's blackout, there's no power in major parts, and then they're just on a warning right now. So.
I've seen some, yeah, it's hard to know because Twitter is great. It has the most up-to-date stuff, but it's hard, hard to know exactly what's right. So I have seen things that say waves up to 10 meters, 32 feet are breaking near Alaska. So here's to hoping they don't get any higher than that.
And then other people are saying that in Northern California, they're watching the TV and that there are no warnings issued for a tsunami. So this could just be Twitter expanding it before it's really ready.
Everything that is anything is on TV. If it isn't happening,
well, the Weather Channel usually. The Weather Channel or CNN. You know, CNN loves a plane crash or some sort of natural disaster. So you would think that they'd be running with it constantly.
Well, if there is some report that is to be shared, certainly you can connect with us. There are four or five stations up in Alaska that carry this program. You can send us some interesting pictures if you have thoughts. DJV Show, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Stefan. Or you can try 888-302-3684 if there's something really... It's very disturbing. Jennifer, the earthquake in Northridge when you were a teenager was, you were still in high school, I think, too, weren't you?
I was, yeah. It was my junior year of high school.
So what did that morning, that day, it wasn't 8, it was a 7-something or other, wasn't it?
It was in the 6s. I think it was a 6.7, something like that.
So describe the damage a 6.7 does, and then let's just in our own imagination fast forward it, move it up, do the multiplication, whatever you want to do, to try to understand what an 8.2, it was 8.2, Victoria?
Yes.
On the scale?
8.2,
okay, so.
Yep.
8.2 is a big, that's a big noise.
That's
a big
huge.
That's a big hole.
Because each step up on the Richter scale, it's like 100 times stronger or something. Yeah. So I can't even imagine what that feels like. Being in the Northridge earthquake, it was very early in the morning. So not that every earthquake doesn't take you by surprise, but this one woke you up out of a sleep. And the damage that we saw in the San Fernando Valley, they had... The overpass from the 210 freeway to the 118 was damaged. There was actually a police officer who was a motorcycle police officer on patrol who actually fell because the freeway overpass cracked essentially in half. And so I think he, I don't even mean to laugh, I think he actually lost his life. My high school, which was in the San Fernando Valley, that was completely destroyed. I ended up having to go to school at the San Fernando Mission for a couple of weeks, and they were able to retrofit our that school. And my campus never reopened in the same spot. They actually just took over that, that campus at the Mission. And that's where my high school is now located because of the earthquake. Everything was destroyed there. So there were many instances of people having their houses shift off the foundation, buildings beyond repair, like you saw in my high school. It was in my area. We had it really strange. It depends on what kind of soil your house is built on. So my mom and I live about 2 miles apart, and I, of course, was living at home at the time. We hardly had any damage. We had a couple of things break and fall off shelves. But in the home I'm in now, which is my grandparents' house, because we're on loam, you like to use that word, Dougie?
Dirt!
On sandy, we're on sandy, well, we're on sand, actually, sandy, and we're, yeah. They call it quicksand, but I guess it's, I don't know why, but it's the sandy kind of dirt that we're on in Sunland, and she had lots of damage. She had lots of glasses and things fall off shelves and break, and thankfully no foundation damage, just a lot more damage inside the house because the ground is not as stable as it is just a mile away. So it really depends on where you are, what your house is built on. But it was disturbing. It was definitely... It took weeks for people to kind of get over. That was what they were talking about all the time whenever you'd see anybody on the street.
So this is a heavily populated area, whereas where we're talking about in Alaska, it was offshore how far?
I don't know, actually, how far offshore. It doesn't, no, it just specifics. Says, let me see, 157 miles southeast of Chiniak, Alaska.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's sort of on that southwestern coast, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so would you start to say, Victoria?
I was just going to ask Jen, how often, I know this is like such an East Coast question, but how often do you guys feel tremors in California?
I would say on average a couple times a year. It's not like we're having them all the time, although we really are. It's just you don't feel them all the time.
Right. So you do get used to it.
Yeah, well, you kind of do, but it was something as sizable as a Northridge earthquake. That was spectacular. That was something that stuck out. Anything that's above 5 points and above on the Richter scale, that one sticks out. I remember being homesick from school once, and there was a Whittier quake that was over 5 on the Richter scale. That stuck out. These little ones that we sometimes will feel that are 2, 3, and 4, we kind of go, oh, we just ride those out, and it's usually not very much damage. But when you get above 5 and you're in 6s and forget 7s and 8s, that's when you really start to go, oh, and people start talking about it.
Yeah.
There are so many places where this could happen, has happened, will happen. In California, in terms of my being here, in the winter of, let's think about this now, I was living in Encino with somebody, and it was 99, somewhere in there, 98, 99. One Sunday night, I came back from the East Coast and walked into the house, and as I took off my coat, the whole place shook, and the china, you know, most everybody has a china closet, right? You have a big, some kind of
a hutch
where you keep all your china. The china closet came over on top of me, and I held it up.
What earthquake was that?
Pushed it back. I don't know. It wasn't a series. It was like 4. It was a 4-pointer, and it wasn't. I'm not even sure it was 4 points. It just everything shook, and this china closet decided I was its target, and that's the only time I've ever felt anything here in as many years. I've been coming here every winter since 1993, and that's the first time and the last time that I felt it that I can remember. I mean,
I've been here when we've had earthquakes before.
Yeah.
You remember? And I'd be like, we had an earthquake.
There's some sirens in the background.
Yeah. Well, it's something that goes on because the plates that move, that cause the earthquake, are happening continuously. It's part of how the earth sustains itself. It grows, it sheds old and brings and sort of pushes up new from the surface. That's how planets are formed. That's how they build. That's how all the planets in the universe, once they've become compacted like ours has, the heat at the core, you know, the heat at the core of this planet is 12,500 degrees. So that heat keeps cooking things and pushing things around. That's where volcanoes come from. It's the same activity, only what's being pushed up from the core of the earth, the volcano, the lava that pushes through the top of a mountain. The mountains are just like big pimples, and you push them to squeeze the pus out of them.
Ugh.
And that's really what the Thanks the earth is doing with a volcano. Well, that's what. Just so you remember that visualization, that's the earth with a pimple. And so it just pushes the stuff out that it has. It's that's where it's so hot. And it, if it flows into the ocean, it cools off right away, but it increases. You talk about global warming. One other thing, and nobody ever talks about this. I remember reading this in a science class in high school. The way that the Earth, and this was long before, heavens, my being in high school was long before there was any discussion of global warming or climate change or any of that stuff. But the waters, I remember studying the waters off the coast of, I think it was Hawaii, when there was a volcano, and the water immediately around the islands increased in temperature 10 degrees. Because at least they were talking about when the stuff comes out of the earth, it still is 1,000 degrees. Even though it was 12,000 degrees at the core, it's 1,000 degrees when it comes up and hits the surface. So,
yeah, that's certain seismic movement. Sometimes the plates actually shift just back and forth like you're rubbing your hands together. And that's just, you don't have to necessarily have
normal,
a volume. Yeah, right.
Right.
More,
speaking
more
of
shifting.
Of science, you'll recall, as all things important happen in my hometown of Framingham, that's where Krista McAuliffe came from. Remember her as one of the members of the crew of the Challenger that crashed, or yeah, it was a crash, went up and came back down again in January of 1986. She was the first person who was supposed to be doing a lot of technology and engineering and math stuff, and I say that stuff in quotation marks. She was going to perform a lot of this on the Challenger during that Teacher in Space mission, and so now it was announced yesterday that it will be completed. Her work, that what really started the STEM education organization, is going to be completed at the Space Center later on this year. The center is, there's a center located in Framingham at one of the libraries, actually. And that is where a lot of her stuff, she grew up down the road from where the town library is. They have a lot of things and stories of her lessons that she taught when she was in school. When she was teaching school. She didn't teach in Framingham. She taught, I think, in New Hampshire, as a matter of fact. But it was all about the what happens to a liquid in zero gravity, Newton's law. We all know about Newton's law, the apple, right? And didn't you study that when you were in school, Newton's law? Didn't we all study that in science?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you see the apple falling off the tree and hitting Newton in the head. Which isn't what happened. But
I love that movie. That was my favorite.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Kind of reminds me of the story of Johnny Appleseed. You know how Johnny Appleseed became well known? It wasn't because he wore a tin on his head. It's because he shot an apple off the head of one of his friends with an arrow. You knew that, right? You learned that in school? Johnny Appleseed?
I've heard that
Nobody
story.
Knew that. Nobody.
Yes, I've heard that. I just don't know why he did that or why that's a big deal.
That's not important to the story.
Why are we calling
that?
But you remember it, right?
I remember. I remember everything. 20 minutes after the hour, as a matter of fact.
Are
I remember what time
Viagra
it is.
For ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, it's 23 and change after the hour. That's the DJV time with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug. An update on what's going to be the hot television viewing tonight. I can tell you that I know NCIS and Bull are on. That's as far as I can go, though, Jen.
That's right.
Take it from there.
Both of those are on tonight, Doug. You are correct. Black Lightning is in week number two on CW. It starts at 9, and it's kind of a more mature take on the superhero genre. It started off last week. It's stronger in tonight's episode as the main character reckons with his decision to wear his Black Lightning costume. Again, you can check that out on the CW. Basket Season 3 of Zach Galifianakis's, easy for you to say, offbeat comedy returns as the Baskets family is running a rodeo. So that's back on FX.
Everybody think he's funny?
It depends on the role, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. All right, you also have The Flash, which is new tonight on the CW. As you mentioned on CBS, they've got a brand new NCIS and Bull. This Is Us is back. They're season two, fresh off of their SAG-win for Best Drama Series and Best Dramatic Actor for Sterling K. Brown. They're back on NBC at 9 p.m. Lethal Weapon is new on Fox. That's at 8 o'clock on the Fox Network. And if you're a wrestling fan, it's SmackDown night.
Yes. I saw Mr. McMahon last night when I was flipping through the channels, throwing some of these down to the...
And it was Raw 25. Hello.
So the fast backward... Yeah, doesn't mean anything to me. The first year that... these Murtaugh... And what's the...
Oh, Lethal Weapon you're talking about.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about... I was wondering what... I'm trying to remember... anyway, the pieces of the pie as they fit together. It was a good, entertaining program at first, and now it's become one of those shows where there's more focus on the character, and Murtaugh's character, played by Damon Wayans, who is a pretty good actor, it just doesn't... It's silly now. It's become silly. And no, so it doesn't hold my interest the way that it did. It was very good, I thought. The fellow who plays Riggs, a guy named Clayton Crawford or something like that, Clance Crawford, he's somebody nobody ever heard of before but been around for a while, Canadian actor. He does a pretty good job as Riggs, but it's just gotten to the point where it's silly. All right, I don't want to get stuck on that. Just my two cents. 26 past the hour now. Musically speaking, a lot of people are talking about Neil Diamond, who announced his retirement yesterday because he has Parkinson's, a great entertainer, someone who's been around for 40-some-odd years. I think he's 70.
It's his 50th anniversary tour that he's actually on right now that he is canceling.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, if you're in Australia or New Zealand, you're not going to get to see the final leg of the tour. So he announced that he was sorry, but he's not able to actually travel anymore, which is just, I don't know, I'm a Neil Diamond fan. It's really sad. He wrote I don't know, actually. I don't have it in front of me. He's in his, I think, early 70s or mid 70s.
I think he's mid 70s, yeah.
He issued a statement saying, my thanks go out to my loyal and devoted audiences around the world. You will always have my appreciation for your support and encouragement. This ride has been so good, so good, so good.
Great career. Yeah. He's had a great career. So a moment
for
Neil Diamond. He has Parkinson's. Jackson Browne, sort of a contemporary of Neil Diamond, getting the Les Paul Innovation Award, recognized during the 33rd Annual Technical Excellence and Creativity Awards in Anaheim. The award's given on behalf of the Les Paul Foundation to honor people who have set the highest standards of excellence in the creative application of recording technology in the spirit of musician Les Paul, who really, man, talking about the guitar, but also as far as putting things down and editing things. Jackson has never shied away from expressing his emotions or thoughts through his music, and that's what Les Paul was known for as well. So congratulations to Jackson Browne, 28 after the hour, DJV.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're their supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the Tuesday DJV show, pondering the items of interest around the nation and around the world and in your backyard. So if you have a big story from your backyard, send it to us with pictures. Facebook.com/DJV show is a good idea. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schulman's at the controls in our studio, the main studio in Washington. Things are hopping. A lot of conversation, yes, about what has happened overnight off the coast of Alaska and whether there's going to be a tsunami that will wash all of the houses that are in my neighborhood today. Get out a brush, clean the windows. Be a big time will be had by all. So other than that, the stuff that's going on, the people who really cared about this, I don't know anybody who cared. About the, honestly, really and truly, I don't know anyone who cared about the government shutdown yesterday. Did you find, other than the news media, did anybody care? It was 3 days, right? Of what?
It sure seemed like it was, it didn't impact my life too much, but, yeah. You know.
I don't want to be selfish.
I still got the mail delivered on Sunday. I guess it doesn't affect the post office.
No.
So I was surprised the post office delivers on Sunday.
Everything is still open. Stuff. the post office, people who needed assistance and food stamps, they were all still getting those programs. Everything but non-essential stuff, which, as you mentioned, Doug, it's a great point. If they're non-essential, why don't we just chop them?
Right. What are they doing? What are we paying them for?
Right.
Why do we have to have these? Yeah, I don't get any of this stuff. There's a big hubbub off the coast of North Carolina this morning because a Russian spy ship identified as the Viktor Leonov sounds very suspicious, doesn't it?
Mm.
Southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, in international waters. The military is watching this just to make sure they're not stealing any of our fish, because the spy ships are always fishing trawlers. It was seen leaving the capital of Trinidad and Tobago, port of Spain. So what's it doing down there? A couple of military officials, so they were able to watch this, track it. It's being tracked by the USS Cole and other, as the government puts it, naval assets. Ooh. High-tech spy equipment designed to intercept communication signals. Oh, who's kidding who? The Russians listen to everything that we do, and we listen to everything that they do. So what is this? What's the big deal here? I'm sure that we have ships from the United States that are floating around off the coast of some Russian port here and there. This is what they do. This is how there are submarines, Russian submarines, all over the place, up and down the East Coast, up and down the West Coast.
Russian that does not make me feel good.
Why? The Americans do the same thing. There are American submarines all over the place.
I know, but I feel good about us floating out there. I just don't feel good. I don't feel good about a Russian spy ship
what
being
makes
like
you uncomfortable?
20 miles off the coast of Connecticut.
But what makes it why do you find yourself being uncomfortable? What is there that this does to you?
Well, I don't know. I've never thought about it ever until this is now something that apparently is happening. So, and it is coming close. This ship has been seen. It was 30 miles off the coast of Connecticut, and that was also the farthest north it had ever been, and that was last year. So, I don't know. Who likes to be spied on? I don't know. It just makes it's eerie.
Did your mother ever spy on you when you were a youngster? Did you have a diary that your mother read when you weren't around?
If she did, I never found out about it. My brother
she did.
Certainly,
she told me.
Yeah, my brother certainly read it.
Your brother did, and what did he?
He made notes in it.
He did, really?
He wasn't a very good criminal.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. It was he would scratch some things out. If I was angry about something he did, then he would scratch out what I wrote about him.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of edited
I kept a diary. And I remember it was because I had a troubling, a lot of people had trouble, I shouldn't underscore, but it wasn't pleasant. And I remember writing something about my mother in the diary. And the next day, and I used to leave it, I had a little desk in my room, and I left it underneath, it was a sort of a fold-out desk, you opened it up from the wall. And I put it underneath the cover of the desk itself. And the day after I wrote that, I remember having gone back to my diary and the page about my mother was ripped out. And I felt, at the time, I was probably 12, 13, and I didn't know anything about being violated. Mm. Using that terminology from today, I know that that's what I felt like. I felt like I had no secrets. I couldn't.
That's terrible.
And
I don't think, honestly, I think if you ask my mother now, I don't think she ever did read my diary because she is very big on, when I remember both of my brother and me when we were little, you know, she would never even open our mail. And that was a big thing, you know, well, that's private and you can open it, has your name on it. And she set those boundaries for us. So I really don't, I would be very surprised, actually, if she ever did violate my privacy like that.
I can remember, isn't it interesting? My mother used to drink Budweiser beer, and she would go through, and I don't mind telling the story now, it's just one of those things that we all have our stories to tell about when we were children. My mother used to go through a six-pack of beer before dinner, and then another one after dinner, and then I don't know what happened after that. And I noticed with interest that Budweiser is no longer one of the three most popular beers in America. Before, it was purchased by this company. And we had a discussion the other day. I thought it was a Dutch company. And did one of you tell me that it was like a South American company that
Budweiser?
Budweiser, yeah.
China.
I don't know who owns it now, but you know where the original Budweiser was from, right?
No.
The Czech Republic. Well, it was Czechoslovakia at the time. In really? Fact, if you go to the Czech Republic, it is very, you will not see a Budweiser sign. You might see other American beers advertised, but mm-hmm. the Czechs hate Budweiser because Budweiser completely screwed them over. It was originally started as Budvar. That's the original beer.
Budvar.
And then Budweiser somehow came here and screwed over lots of people in the Czech Republic. So you do not... Because apparently we hold grudges as Czechs. You do not see Budweiser sold in the Czech Republic today.
Budweiser used to be the biggest selling beer prior to 2001, and then Bud Light became the number one selling beer, and then Coors Light knocked Budweiser Light out of the position or second position, and now Miller Light has taken over in third place. So Bud Light is number four. Corona Extra. In fifth place, Michelob Ultra, and I don't know what Modelo Especial is. That must be a Mexican beer,
Mexican
yeah?
Mexican beer,
mm-hmm. yeah. yeah. That's gotten good? A lot more popular.
Is it?
I don't drink beer at all, so I've never tasted it, but I know it's. I just see it around a lot more.
Beer sales down there in our country, but isn't the craft beer business, that's really where it all is. Back to Framingham, there's a... there were three brothers who got together and started a little brewery, and now the thing has expanded, and they're selling so much beer all over the region.
It's all about the beer. Beer is like the new wine. As far as wine tasting goes, craft beer is a huge deal. IPAs and sours and all kinds of stuff, it's become a huge deal.
Yeah, and you get a lot more flavor, and you don't have to pay that much more for it. I think that's the difference between beer and wine. Wine can be super expensive.
Yeah. Mm. But, so, you know, overall, wine is doing so much better, and so are regular spirits. So beer is down just overall, all of the
wine
beers.
Wine is up.
Yeah. yeah.
So the hard liquor is up?
Hard liquor's up, yep.
Is it? Mm-hmm. The craft brewer I'm looking back to when craft brewing started. It really sort of started with Sam Adams beer. And the guy who was the originator, when I was running the station in Boston, I remember we had him on as an advertiser, and I went over to his facility once. Sam Adams was developed by a guy named Koch, K-O-C-H, and he's now worth $800 million, this guy. Started to brew, did like all the rest of these little brewing outfits. There was something about Sam Adams that captured the regional interest, and then it became a national beer. What is there? Who drinks Sam Adams? Do any of you drink any Sam Adams?
Actually, yes. I like Sam Adams. And I'll tell you what, when I go to hockey games, mm-hmm. that's like my good luck beer. So I will drink a Sam Adams when I'm watching like the Kings play or something. Yeah.
Is it like $12?
No. Well, yes, because it's a stadium beer. But it's actually one of the cheaper beers that you can buy. Thus, the reason is my good luck beer. But it's good. It's not bad. It's got a little more meat to it than some of the light beers.
A lot of beer is sold at various sports events. For sure. I'm wondering how the Super Bowl is going to handle. How much is there any special beer, the official beer? Everybody wants to be the official
Budweiser.
Something or other of the Super Bowl. So what's
Bud Light,
the...
yeah.
It is?
Yeah, Budweiser spends a ton of money on Super Bowl advertising.
Advertising, yeah. Right.
The
remember
Clydesdales.
You said the Clydesdales.
Lot,
yeah. Right, exactly. All right, speaking of Super Bowl, the tickets are on sale, and the prices have set a new record, which is sort of surprising given the fact that they're... it's an East Coast game, but it's also going to be questionable as to whether it holds on to the ratings record and the price for spots and that sort of thing. So let's go through in a sports way what the prices are. Jennifer, Tom Brady wants to win his sixth Super Bowl ring. Will he or will the Eagles win? That is the question, obviously, to be decided on the game day. But what's the cost of a ticket here?
It's not cheap, that's for sure. If you want to see tickets for Tom Brady's sixth Super Bowl ring, because they're going to totally beat the Eagles, your wallet, although the Eagle fans are excited because this could be their first Super Bowl win. They've been to the Super Bowl before, but I think they lost to the Patriots actually last time they were there. Your wallet will take a little bit of a hit if you want to go to this game in Minnesota. The cheapest ticket on resale markets is $4,370. That's for the cheapest. cheapest ticket. And that could probably set a new world record, according to sources. Super Bowl ticket prices, if they hold to Monday morning's level, the new record will be set. It'll be played at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis on February 4th. Prices fell $500 after the Vikings lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship, which can be expected. The Vikings would have become the first team in NFL history to play in a Super Bowl at its home stadium. The possibility of that drove prices way up as the team advanced to the playoffs. Even without a chance to see the Vikings play, though, in the home stadium, the average resale ticket on secondary markets for Super Bowl is way up this year, more than $9,000.
Average ticket price.
That's average. The average resale ticket price was just $5,976 for last year's Falcons and Patriots matchup.
$9,000 for a ticket. Wow.
How did the Roman numeral thing start? It's Super Bowl 52. L-I-I is 52. Uh-huh. So how did it start? Why didn't they just, when they did Super Bowls,
just
why
write
did they
52?
Start?
Anybody, yeah, and no, how many Super Bowls will there have to be until they just go to write the number?
Well,
get away from the Roman numeral.
Get up to 100, it'll become a little confusing for sure.
Yeah.
So Super Bowl 52.
What's 100? Is it just a C?
Yeah, C is a
yeah.
Yeah. M is 1,000. So you got to go back through. It'll be really confusing. It'll be a really confusing time. All right, Jen, that's interesting about the prices. Victoria, going to the Olympics, uniforms, information, because it's going to be so cold over there. How are they going to keep all of the athletes warm?
Well, they unveiled the new Olympic uniforms, once again designed by Ralph Lauren, and this time, because the temperatures in Pyeongchang hover around 23 degrees, but of course it may plunge a lot colder than that during the opening ceremony, so Team USA will be decked out in the usual red, white, and blue. They've got really cool parkas that have an innovative hidden heating component inside the jacket, and so this was an exclusive heating system that Ralph Lauren's team came up with, and it has flexible ink that conducts heat, and it's bonded to the inside of the jacket in the shape of an American flag, also a nice touch. And so the heat is controlled with a slim battery pack, and it can be adjusted to each person's needs. The other part of the outfit, they have slim jeans with moto-inspired seams, red, white, and blue wool sweater, navy wool ski hat, Americana, navy bandana, leather belt, and brown suede gloves with fringe, which it's a little too much Ralph Lauren there for me, but they also have brown suede mountain boots with red laces, and this will be the sixth time that Ralph Lauren has done the Team USA uniforms. And actually, you can purchase, you can have the whole uniform yourself, if you would like, in select Ralph Lauren stores. They're all on sale.
Sweet. All right, here's more big-time sports news, big-time basketball news, in fact. You want to score baller status at NBA All-Star Game 2018. Ruffles is giving you the chance to win the ultimate slam dunk of prize. Sandy Solomon, let's listen to him tell us what is the procedure for you winning.
Ruffles, the official chip of the NBA, is giving two lucky basketball fans the chance to be a baller for a day at NBA All-Star 2018 this February. To enter the contest, submit a video on Ruffles.com by January 28th demonstrating your hoop skills, talking about your love of basketball, or simply noting why you should be chosen as the Ruffles Baller for a Day for a chance to win a trip to NBA All-Star 2018. The two contest winners will win a trip to Los Angeles, tickets to the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game presented by Ruffles, VIP access to meet celebrities, an opportunity to walk the Celebrity Game red carpet, and more. Be sure to tune into the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game presented by Ruffles on February 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific to catch all the action and watch some of the biggest stars from film, television, music, and sports take the court. To learn more about how you can submit your video for the chance to win this exclusive VIP trip, visit Ruffles.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 and change after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV Show. Our daily overview of what's going on in technology. Victoria Keelan and I'm only here as a wallflower. Victoria really knows what's going on. Although I will tell you, yesterday the discussion about the no checkout line at the Amazon store up in Seattle, opening up to the public for the first time, and what that meant has caused a lot of discussion, including some focus on what actually is going on at Whole Foods. Here in Los Angeles, there is a local competitor called Bristol Farms. And I was talking to the marketing person yesterday, who may be going to do some work for me. And she's telling me how in Los Angeles, the Whole Foods brand has really been watered down. Bristol Farms at first thought, wow, with Amazon owning Whole Foods, that's going to change the whole game. Well, and in fact, has changed the game for the better at Bristol Farms, because people who are really the allegiance to having really good food that Whole Food was known for, even though it was expensive, that has apparently gone out the window, because the folks, the discerning shopper, notices that there's a big difference in Whole Foods. I've noticed it. I wasn't so much focused on the quality of the products, because I don't buy a lot of stuff at Whole Foods anyway, but there's no checkout anymore. There are no baggers. The people who are working, entirely different kind of crew that doesn't, and the places are dirty. It's just the Whole Foods that I've gone into, even the newer ones in my neck of the woods, are not the old Whole Foods store at all. And so I thought it was interesting that they're trying to do all kinds of things to make this different than what it was before, but what made it successful was that it was different, and now they're making it different from being different. And I just find that kind of curious. But I guess they had a fairly interesting day there with people. As no, for those of you who didn't hear, Amazon has a store that has no checkout line. All you do is pick up whatever you're buying, have something set up, a barcode or something on your iPhone, and it finds out. I don't know how it does that with an orange. How does it? How is the orange got a barcode on it? and that will register when you pick it up and put it in your cart?
Well, everything's on its own shelf, and so everything, when you take something off, it's like weighted. So when you take something off the shelf, it just zaps
really?
Your phone. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a piece of expense. I suppose in the long haul, they figure it would be cheaper than having people, but it does, it sort of speaks to the point of why do we even, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, will he be using his arms and legs? Because there's no reason for it. Everything's going to be automated. You won't have to go anywhere. Everything will be right in front of you on a table. Aye. I look forward to that when I come back in my next life. All right, so also in technology news today, Social Security numbers that youngsters have are showing up for sale. This is kind of a hoochie-coo, isn't it?
This is not good. The personal details of children, including their dates of birth, the mother's maiden name, things like that, that's always been a highly sought-after thing because, if you think about it, if you are on the dark web or on the black market, well, it used to be the black market, now it's the dark web, but if you purchase those types of things from an infant, it could be years until that person goes to have their credit checked. Or let's say, you know, usually you're in high school or college at the minimum of when you would actually apply for a credit card. And so you can go years and years and years without ever knowing that your data has been stolen since the time you were a child. Now, excuse me, the price of that data is at an all-time high. $300 worth of Bitcoin is what they call the baby's data set. That's all the pertinent information. That is now for sale on the dark web. And there's an anti-theft, dark web agency that actually discovered this. And they said the rate of child identity theft is 51 times higher than for adults. And so there are some things that parents can do. This is something that in the New World Order, these are things parents never had to think about, but you do now. The Federal Trade Commission is providing some resources for parents on their website. If you think your child's identity may have been stolen, there's different tips for keeping it safe. And they say parents should keep an eye out for signs that their child's information has been sold or stolen. You should you should receive an alert when a Social Security number has credit history, and you can check your child's credit history to make sure there's nothing there. And when you file your taxes and things like that, if your kid receives a jury summons, then you know that's not good news. Apparently sometimes that has happened to parents. So they say keep all documentation and paperwork for as you're getting things worked out, because more often than not, as your child grows up, they will need documentation to prove that they are who they say they are. So, which is really unfortunate. But
there's a crook behind every tree, it seems. It's too bad.
And it's interesting that they want Bitcoin. All dark web interactions are now, they want cryptocurrency for payment.
Yeah, there's a scam. Check out the website, scamaside.com, put together by a friend of ours, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. There's a scam a second here, it seems like, and this is the latest one. All right, good information. Thanks, Victoria. 59 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.